drums. You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just wanna make you smile? I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin Gaye, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. For you to notice, all the way to serenade you, doing it's not style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin Gaye, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head.
I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s and a fold in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s. Hippies, queen of the discotheque. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Marilyn, Massive. Girl, you're timeless. Just so
you're over my head. I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was wrong in the wrong time. It's not on rewind. It's never been so throwbacky. I kinda like it how you're out of my league. Old school chic, like a movie star.
I'm good, Derek. How are you?
Good. Marietta, Georgia, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so we have Paige Weeks in Georgia. What part of Georgia are you in, Paige?
Johns Creek.
Johns Creek. Are you in the same area as Vinny, right?
16 miles away, yes.
15 miles away. Well,
1-6.
Yes, and Vinny's supposed to call tonight, too, of course. And Vinny's co-host on the Derek Shapiro Show. And, of course, doing this episode 97, we have a great, great cast of us tonight. We have a great interview with CBS News correspondent Don Daler. I'm in actually Salem, New Hampshire tonight, actually. Salem, New Hampshire. It feels good to be in Salem, New Hampshire tonight. So I stayed over from Massachusetts for my regular. Just want to give a shout-out to Louis Auto Body, at 15 Winter Street, Peabody, Mass. 15 Winter Street, Peabody, Mass. If you email them at lewisautobody.com, give them a call, 972-2382, Louis Auto Body. And in addition to that, we have some great news to a countdown for the month of May so far. We have an interview with Jason J. DeVos. He was on the Boochcast show, on Vinny Bucci's Boochcast show on the BSS TV station. And he's going to be a guest tonight on this show, of course. So we have a great show. And late night, of course, you know, we have some technical difficulties, but well, this is going to be a great episode 97, right?
That's correct.
Great episode 97, huh, Paige?
Yes.
Yes. All right, now I'm going to go to Kathleen Dotti. I interviewed her. She's on BBC's General Hospital, Meet the Fockers. This is a great song. She covered this on General Hospital. I'll play this now. It's a song by, made famous by, what's his name? Always on my mind. I can't think of his name now. Paige, you know it. Always on my mind, you know.
What is his name?
I can't think of it. Anyway, it's a song always on my mind. Oh, Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Yes, Willie Nelson. So Willie Nelson, and then we're gonna play the number five song for the month of May, Desi Leone with OK. So here's always on my mind, Kathleen Gotti first, then Desi Leone with OK. Here on Derek Shapiro Show, episode 97.
You have your son's respiratory issues under control.
Oh my God, thank you. Thank God. Okay.
Do you have any idea what caused it? We're sending labs out now. As soon as we get them back, I'm expecting to have some answers.
Okay. But
until then, we're going to need you to leave the NICU.
I can't believe it. I called you True Blue. You remember that? When you woke up from that horrible nightmare, I jokingly asked you, you're not cheating on me, are you? God, I'm an idiot.
No, don't.
I am an idiot for believing you, and I will never do that again.
Please, at least believe this. Doug, I love you.
You love me.
I love you more than anything in this world. I do.
Go to hell. If your heart didn't melt just a little, there's something wrong with you.
Emma's gonna be an awesome new sister.
Okay, coming up next, Olivia Falconeri, the Bensonhurst Medium. Oh, okay. Scratch that. It appears that the Bensonhurst Medium will not be appearing due to unforeseen circumstances. You'd think a medium would have been able to foresee them. Okay, anyway, please welcome the wickedly talented, the one, the only, Adele Dazeem.
Who's Adele Dazeem?
That would be me.
I wouldn't have made the introduction if I had known who you were.
Precisely the reason for my alias. I'm up on the stage because my two beautiful children are in the audience tonight.
What is happening?
I haven't been much of a mother to either one of you, but I'm hoping this song will start to change that. You might not want to hear it, but I need to express it.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I was blind, but you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely times. Yes, I never told you. I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. On my mind. Tell me present I give me. Give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. Keep you satisfied. Little things I should have said and done. I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always, always on my mind.
Yeah, say it again. Somebody's typing.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
I can't hear you. Somebody's typing.
Yeah, someone's
not me.
It's not Paige. Paige is in Georgia, of course, in Johns Creek. Who is typing tonight? Well, it's not Jerry. Jerry's in your car, right? Jerry Truman?
No, I'm not typing. I'm in the car.
You're in the car? Oh. Unless you're doing another type of typing. Vinny Bucci, what are you doing, Vinny?
Hey, I'm just chilling in my room.
Ah, you're typing. I know what you're doing. You are talking to a lady, right?
Something like that.
Oh, I knew it. And at about the end of the show, you'd be after we go off. I bet you'd be doing something off, right?
Very well could be. Very well could be.
Ah, see, yes. My show does that to people. Okay. So, of course, this is not the Boochcast show right now, but this is the Derek Shapiro Episode 97 show. And but we have Vinny, Jerry, and Paige. And, you know, on the Talking with Derek, which ran last night on the DSS TV station, we had a great debate on there. Paige, how would you describe the debate?
I won, you lost. Next.
Okay, Vinny, why did Paige win?
The answer was very simple. You didn't show up prepared. That was really what it was.
Okay. Yeah, Jerry, who do you think won?
I think he just hung up, lost connection or something.
Oh, he just hung up. He's mad. No, I'm kidding. No. Okay, we're going to hear this debate right now. Here's this debate by Paige and me, re-airing right now on the DerekShapiroShow.com. Episode 97. Here it is.
Right here on Talking with Derek, DSSTVStation.com. We do have Paige Weeks, and of course, she's no stranger to the Boochcast show that airs here on the DSS TV station. She's been on the Derek Shapiro's morning show and the Derek Shapiro's basement morning show. She's been on the DerekShapiroShow.com, and now a debate. Now, you're for gun control, right?
That is correct.
And that means you're for guns, like people that have guns?
Yes.
And I'm for against for people to have guns.
Okay, well, when you're carrying just a stick in your hand and someone else has got a gun, good luck with that.
But the thing is, I say about the Newtown shooting that happened in Connecticut, the state over from where I am right now in Massachusetts. And people who walk in, people who have guns, can shoot up schools like they did in Newtown, Connecticut.
Well, Bob Owens, the editor of the BearingArms.com, he's a longtime shooting enthusiast. He began blogging in North Carolina. He's a native in New York. At the Politics-focused Confederate Yankee 2004, and actually they have determined that schools are safer now, that guns, people who are armed and protecting schools are safer now.
But well, how?
I'm going to ask them that job. Do you know why? Let me ask you something, Derek. Do you know why people who go into schools and start shooting children, do you know why they do that?
They have mental issues.
Outside of that.
I'm sorry?
Do you really know why? You really know why?
Why?
They're easy targets. Gun-free zones. Nobody's there with guns that's going to be able to shoot back. And plus, innocent children are not going to be carrying around guns.
See, but the governor of Georgia recently passed a bill saying that guns could be allowed in schools, right?
Purdue.
That's bad. I mean, there's gonna be more school shootings. I mean, you know, if it's gonna be in the wrong hands, there's gonna be more shootings, in houses and businesses. Now, people who have guns, it's just more dangerous. It could get in the wrong hands of children.
Okay. Do you know that more people die from drunk driving accidents?
If you can limit...
All right, why don't we just ban hands? How about that, Derek? Why don't we just ban hands? Because guns, I had a gun out on the front porch. Children walked by. Nobody touched the gun. The gun didn't shoot those children. Somebody on the golf cart drove by the gun and shoot that person.
Right.
It takes hands to shoot a gun. It takes hands to hold a knife. It takes hands to hold piano wire. It takes hands to choke someone to death.
But if you can eliminate
the... It takes a fist to beat somebody to death.
But if you can eliminate
the... It takes hands to drive a car while you're inebriated and run into a school bus full of children.
But if you can...
Or into your... Go ahead.
But if you can eliminate that problem and not have the gun, you know, in the first place, and eliminate the deadly weapon... Then that would be great, and it will save a lot of lives. Hands by itself will not kill unless...
Have you ever seen a gun, Derek? itself? Derek, have you ever seen a knife stab someone by itself?
No.
Have you ever seen piano wire attack someone by itself?
No.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
But have you...
This war on guns is not going to stop, just like this asinine war on drugs.
But what about the person who shot up Gabby Gifford?
Well, you have nut jobs wherever you go.
Well, the thing is, these nuts can get the guns, and if you eliminate the guns, okay, then these nuts will not have the guns.
Did you know that back during the Wild Wild West, Derek, that everybody knew what type of gun each other was holding or carrying? They knew who was the best shot. There was less violence back then than there is today. It is the people who have, we'll say, gangs. It doesn't matter what kind of gang is there, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Haitian.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. People are going to get their hands on guns. I'd rather have someone who knows how to use a gun safely around me than be around people who do not know how to shoot properly, because that's when innocent people get killed.
All right,
babies.
Well, we're going to end the debate. We're going to have Vinny Bucci judge the debate on next week's show on Boochcast, okay?
Do you know anything about the Second Amendment?
The Second Amendment says, or if you can repeat it for our listeners.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a rundown.
Okay. Just quickly, a one-minute rundown because we're time. Okay, can you do 1 minute one down?
Well, I can do a gist, and then if you want to call me back and go for the second half, that'll be fine.
Also,
when I speak to people who don't hunt, target, shoot, collect, or own firearms, I'm faced with the task of explaining why they should carry if the Second Amendment is revoked or curtailed. The attitude is often, why should I care? It doesn't affect me. The Second Amendment, the 2A, is a larger argument, and the right to own a firearm without the undue restrictions. The reason for the Founding Fathers to put the 2A second illustrates the importance right after stating the people's right to protest, assembly, pray, and petition for the government. So the reason came to the 2A. The right to ensure to all rights. To all other rights. Many people say the founders never meant for people to have military-style weapons. The internet was exactly that. The intent was exactly that. The 2A was drafted. Well, here we go. This is an even better part. What I wrote. Commander of the Japanese Navy understood this during World War II. He adamantly opposed any plans to try to invade the United States, stating, you cannot invade the mainland the United States. There will be a rifle behind every blade of grass. He understood that the spirit of this nationhood and independence of the average citizen, along with the ready access to weapons, would force such an invasion to fail.
All right, well, I want to thank you, Paige. We'll have Vinny Bucci judge it after, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All right, thank you very much. Paige Weeks. Yeah,
if you want to go on round two, I'm ready.
All right, we'll see if there's a round two. I'm ready for round two. Thank you much. Here, talking with Derek, DSS, TVStation.com.
Okay, we're back here, DerekFerrishwood.com, episode 97. Late tonight is Boston, Marietta. We have Paige Weeks from Johns Creek. She is in Johns Creek, right, Vinny?
Yes, she's in Johns Creek.
So, of course, people heard between me and you. Babe?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, so if you look for the debate again just now, why do you think you won the debate?
Because I'm right and you're wrong. I know what I'm talking about. You don't.
So you think all guys are wrong. Why?
Repeat the question.
You think all guys are wrong? Yeah, why?
No, I don't think all guys are wrong.
Okay, but you say I was wrong. I was wrong in winning the debate. Why were you right? Explain why you were right.
Because you couldn't even explain the Second Amendment. You had no clue. I guess you have been Googling to figure it out.
Okay. Because I didn't explain the Second Amendment, I had to repeat the Second Amendment. Is I wanted you to explain it for our viewers who don't know it. I don't know the Second Amendment, just because I asked to.
Then why do you walk into battle unarmed?
Why did I battle unarmed? How do you know I was unarmed? But I didn't.
I'm not going to battle with people who are unarmed. That's not fair.
Well, how do you know I wasn't unarmed? How do you know I didn't have ammunition?
Because you said that you paused, and that pause, when I asked you about the 2A, which is an abbreviation for the Second Amendment, you wanted me to explain it when yourself could not explain it. So that meant that you had no clue what you were talking about. When you asked me about Sandy Hook?
Yes.
Okay, well, Sandy Hook, they claim it was the deadliest shooting in the U.S. history? I think not. In 1890, the U.S. government shot and killed over 290 unarmed Indians, you know, Native Americans, at school, including over 200 women and children. How quickly we forget history. You know why? Because they gave up their guns, too, and you remember that.
I never said it was the deadliest. I never said that. Did I say that actually? Did that one come out of my mouth saying that it was the deadliest?
What?
Did I say, did the words come out of my mouth saying that the Sandy Hook was the deadliest? I don't think I said that. Did I?
You asked me about it.
Yeah, but I never said it was the deadliest. You know, it was not the deadliest, but it was simply tragic. It was one of the tragic happenings in the U.S. history, but it wasn't the deadliest.
It wasn't the most tragic.
It was one of the most tragic.
One of the most. Yes, I agree with that.
Yes. So, and just because I had you say what the Second Amendment was doesn't mean I did not know it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying, because people, when they say, you know what I be saying, or I know, you know what I say, you know what I'm saying, means,
yes.
I don't know what I'm saying, so please tell me what I'm saying.
But you're a smart, educated woman, so you should know what
Bingo!
I'm saying.
Bingo!
All right, hold on. I can solve this problem right now. Is when Derek knew what the Second Amendment was, he wanted you to repeat it for the listeners who might not know what the Second Amendment is.
Exactly.
Now, next topic, please.
Exactly.
Well, Vinny, why don't you tell me what the Second Amendment is?
It's the right to bear arms. There you go. You have the right to carry a gun.
Exactly. On that note, I got to do some Facebook shout-outs. I'm going to say hello to TJ Del Santo, meteorologist, Ashley Ian Nietzsche, Jeremiah M. Perry, Ella Paul Lamaru, Amy Catherine Hurst, Coco Rose, April Dawn, Maul G, GSD, Kim McKinney, Jody Lynn, Macon Scarioki, Ed Imbinder, Alexis Frenick, Maria Louise Soto Cole, Tanelli Perry, Jason Aiello, Young Kai YK, Promise Foucault Button, Chuck Bradbury, Cindy A. Rabello, Daniel Lombardi, Ilware Hernandez, Jane Press Brown, Jessica Fernandez, Jessica Maria Moten, Katie Walker, Crook Rock, Michael Petraca, Michelle Mimi Cap, Sarah Hutchinson Schwartz, Savannah Pfaff, Tara Jean, and Carl Thomas, who's going to be a guest on my show next month. Carl Thomas is an R&B singer. By the way, I just want to give a shout out to CSI Collision Incorporated, hearing us in ADRN Newberry Street, Peabody, Mass. Give them a call, 978-535-0939, and Bay State Nutrition, 452 Main Street, Wakefield, Mass. Give them a call, 718-245-7100. And Vinny is on the phone. And we have Paige Weeks, of course. Our second debate's going to be pretty soon, right, Paige?
I'm here.
Yes, and our second debate's going to be pretty soon, right?
Yes.
Yes, I bet you can't wait for that, huh, Vinny? Vinny?
I can't wait.
Yes. All right, so we're going to be playing a song, of course, two songs back-to-back. The fourth song for the month of May is Desi Leon featuring Chucky Seymour from the No Lips, No Teeth movie is Cheers. And then T.I. featuring B.O.B. and Kendrick Lamar, Memories Back Then. Number fourth song for the month of May. And then we'll go right into the Jason J. Tavoris interview. Okay? And then we'll come back with live. Okay? Late night?
Put these on.
Put these on?
Yes.
These. I want to put these on.
You need to put them on in order to record, Chucky.
But you already have no big pumpkin. I want to have beers, you know?
I don't understand what you're saying. I just need you to put these on.
Okay. With this?
No, put them down a little bit.
Oh, okay, like this. Okay.
Yes. Perfect.
Perfect. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
My name is Chucky Seymour. I want everybody to know my name.
In my apartments a long time ago, I knew a bad bitch, but she was kinda slow. Still gave it up when it's a few of us. She let me finger fuck her on the school bus. We used to cut school with her, run train. She wanna hang with her, we want one thing. Jet penetrating that throat, dawg. She choke on it like smoke, dawg. But whenever I fucked up, my re-up. In a dice game, I go see her. She'll give me enough to buy a quarter ounce, then blow a blunt of that reefer. She used to buy a nigga new sneaker. Pay the bill on my beeper, just so she could pay me for the 69, and I know it's time to go freak her. Then one day I just asked her, why you always getting ass up? I mean, damn, me hoe get paid, all you do is get laid, this shit don't add up. She say, till all I wanna do is feel love, even if I know it ain't real love. Even if I know a nigga only finna hit it, then never call back, I still fuck. And that fucked up, cause she so trill, I need some, she go still. When the trap hot and police ride, nigga, get where we go chill. But by 4 years, she held dope in my 4 pounds till it go down. I remember shouting, she stayed down, I won't say her name cause she married now.
She would always turn heads when she fought.
always make moves how boss do. And she never gave any nigga time of day, but she the chick all the niggas try to talk to. But when it came to me, she had a thing for me. When we kicked it, she rolled up the weed for me. And we both cut glass, post up in the cut, steady watching just to see if the police coming. We got close over time, her and I, right around the time that I first got signed. Come to think about it, I was about 17. I ain't even have a license, couldn't even drive. I was going back and forth with each flight, another show after show, each night. She became so suspicious of these other bitches. She go through my phone and we fight. Talk about torn between the two. Wasn't really much more that we could do. Wasn't really much space for us, but she stayed down with every tour she see me do. But I guess one night I had a few. One night I had a few. Yeah, this little chick that caught my eye, I told her hurry up, meet me at the room. And no, I didn't have a contraceptive. With my common sense neglected. And 2 months later, next thing I know, I got a text that said I'm pregnant. And you can almost bet she kept it. And that's the reason why you left me. On top of all that, it wasn't even mine. I went and got paternity tested. Damn.
With them big old thighs after school. J305, it gave me high five when I said I'm in high pursuit. You said I won't ride until Kendrick drive a new Monte Carlo that cruise. And that shot my pride, I tried to improv, but no freestyle, I never do. You're looking for the nigga with the tallest fetish. You're overlooking every nigga that ain't quite ready to make it rain on you like I'm about to break a levy. Hold up. That pussy petty, yeah, your nail did, your head did, your cell phone is selfish. It only got numbers that come with a Hummer, her new prima donna, I smelled it. Tried to make you mine. Oh. Tried to make some time, but I ain't got the time or the patience to stop and wait in line. Her dreams hoes Versace, she fought for Armani. Only deal with rich niggas, fuck you and Mick Romney. I'm grown now, I'm on my own now, I'm popping. Change my phone now, when I get home now, I got options. Fast forward, wait, is that you? With them big old thighs after school? And your 3 kids and 3 baby daddies in car note, that's overdue. I know.
Here on Talking with Derek, DSS TV station. Of course, we are welcoming back Mr. Jason J. Tavoris, author and actor, right? Yes. So, of course, you do the new movie, of course, which I'm in, 40 at the Bell. And how did you get 40 at the Bell? How did you get the concept for this movie?
Because I was turning 40. And I thought it was appropriate to show that even at 40, if you have things that you want to get done, you're not old. You're only old, really, in this life when you're dead.
Right.
You know, sometimes people turn 40 and they feel like they're getting old because it's much stuff they see on TV and things people tell them. Because sometimes other people don't want to do anything, so they want to bring other people who are doing things down.
Right.
So I thought it was appropriate.
So when did you turn 40?
March.
Oh, yes. March what?
I don't want to do that today.
What, was it before St. Patrick's or after St. Patrick's Day?
Before.
Before, okay. So no wonder you're so lucky for me. you're always lucky when I have you on the Derek Shapiro Show at DSS TV station, you know? So. Yes. So, of course, how'd you get the good script? Because it's a great script at the end. I mean, he's homeless, and then he turns around his life and gets a job.
Well, I'm trying to make movies now. Like when I started off with the Noise in the Kitchen.
Right.
That was only a really short film because I couldn't get anybody to show up to do it. So it was me. Gabriella De Medeiros and her mother helped out, and like one or two other people. We couldn't get anybody to really show up to make it how we really wanted it to be. And then with Eddie Burbank's formidable adversary and Eddie Burbank's two allies and adversaries, with them being over 20-minute films, not many people are really watching it because it's too long, I've found out, on YouTube for people to watch. So with that being said, with the lessons learned, I try to write scripts that are very tight now, and you're getting a lot of information in a short period of time. So I noticed with Good Karma from a Bad Deed and 40th Bell, they're both 12 minutes and under. So if I can keep the films there or even, you know, shorter, so people are getting a very strong point across, you know, a lot of different actors, many different scenes, that might be more effective to the viewer that doesn't want to sit on YouTube and watch a video for 20 minutes.
Sure. So of course, what do you have planned next? Do you have another book planned? You have another movie planned?
I got the three books, The Shadow Inside, Existence, The Tale of the Fanged Killer, and Broken Tracks Beneath Forgotten Windows, all on Amazon, under my name, of course, Jason J. Tavares. I do have another book I'm thinking about writing. I just haven't written it yet. I have some small ideas here and there. But those books I would love to have made into like a huge production, something I wouldn't film myself, but like a major motion picture, because I still, like I said last time we've spoken, and out of the shows I've been on, I stand by them 100%. I think they're fantastic ideas, very in-depth. If somebody would want to make them into films, I'd be happy to speak with them about it, because it's something kind of a huge goal for me to have them made into major films. And then for YouTube movies, I'm going to continue on with those. I got one I'm working on right now. I haven't started filming, but I wrote most of it. So I'm going to try to have, in the next 4 years or so, if my books don't turn into major films, I want to try to have at least 25 YouTube movies out there that are, you know, entertaining for people to watch with book advertisements at the end.
And of course, it's just not on YouTube. It's on the movie internet channel, that YolaSite.com too. So I'm privileged to have it on there too. You know, it's great. You know.
Oh, thanks for putting them on there too. I appreciate it.
Well, no problem. And of course, where can people reach you again?
They can go to author Jason J. Tavares on Facebook. If the Facebook fan page, just hit like, and you can join the page, or you can go to YouTube and put my name in, all my videos there, my contact information as well. Also, all the books are on Amazon. My email is also everywhere. So if someone would like to email me to be in a film, or if they have ideas or would like me to be in one of their films, so I'd be more than happy to speak with them.
And one last question. Out of all your films you made, you know, from Noise in the Kitchen to Eddie Thurber 1 and 2 to Good Karma from a Bad Deed and to and now to 40 at the Bell, do you have any favorite movie, or are they all your favorite? Like, they're all your children. You can't pick which one's your favorite.
I think I like Good Karma from a Bad Deed and 40 at the Bell, but I think out of the two, they're both so high on my list, I think 40 at the Bell is my favorite because of the underdog type of film it is. And yeah, it's just something I always wanted to do, and I've always loved boxing. I don't box, but it's, you know, a sport that I've always loved.
Right.
And yeah, to do a short film, I'm not a big technology guy, but, you know, in this world, whenever to get things out there, you have to use technology, and I do support it in regards to filming and stuff like that, getting the ideas out there, because without it, you know, the regular person like me would never be able to, you know, get an idea out there.
Exactly.
Like you can with, you know, YouTube and stuff like that. So fantastic.
All right, well, I want to thank you again, and you have a great day, all right?
You too. Thanks for the interview, Jack.
Yes, no problem. Mr. Author Jason J. Tavares.
Hey. Make a wish, girl. You deserve it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Baby, I send the chick your with wish that I never did. Freaking perfect and 5'10". Just wanna punch your lip. Yeah. Cause I know I've been wasting time trying to catch your eye. Yeah, I know that I've been so blind. Thinking
I'm breaking up there.
Oh, Vinny, can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay, are you calling up to your computer?
yeah, kinda.
Oh, yeah.
It's kinda like being pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not.
True, true. That's very true. Good point there, Paige. And what about you, Jerry?
I am actually at my computer right now.
Oh, so you're coming up to your computer. Are you cybering, cyber-based, are you emailing,
No, I think they're making a her part two.
Yes, I think so. No, I just got to do a few more sponsors. Bucky's Appliance, 1239 Broad Street, Central Falls, Rhode Island. Give them a call, 401-724-3366 Northeast Scuba at 120 Chelmsford Street, Unit B, Chelmsford, Mass. Number 978-256-2300 in Bright Ideas Photography in writing, 978-929-9331. We have a great interview next. Now, who watches CBS News? Paige, do you watch CBS News?
I do not watch television. Trash.
Okay, so you don't watch ABC News?
I do not watch television. I think that was pretty well made.
Okay.
Yeah, so
do you watch?
You think television is evil?
I'm sorry?
No, I don't think it's evil. I just don't watch it.
Okay, now, Vinny, what do you watch CBS or ABC News?
Not really. I mean, I try to, I mean, I just, I mean, I look up stuff online, but I don't really watch the news too much.
Okay, what about you, Jerry?
I watch it all sometimes. The kind of news that really makes all people go insane, but...
Okay, because... We have Don Dance from CBS News on there, okay? I was in Rhode Island last week, and since Providence, Rhode Island, we have a celebrity for a second. He's joining us right now, and he made an appearance on the Butchcast show today, earlier today. You know who the celebrity is?
It was Kermit the Frog.
Hello, Kermit the Frog. How you doing? Yes, yes, so this is Kermit the Frog made an appearance on the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 97 show, and Derek, how you doing? Great, thank you, Kermit. How you doing, Kermit? Doing great, can't complain, you know, not easy being green, you know, I called in confessions with Father Truman today, admitted that I cheated on Miss Piggy with Gonzo. Oh, no, you did. Yes, I did. Oh, that must be tragic, I'm telling you. Yes, I'm just sitting on my leap pad right now, just thinking about the whole thing. Well. Okay. Here's a Don Dylan interview now with here on the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 97. Thank you. Yes, you're welcome, Derek. Yes, no problem. Okay,
Derek Shapiro here, over here on Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV Station with Don Dalen. Nice to meet you, of course.
Nice to meet you.
From CBS News, of course. This is a privilege, of course, over here. I'll put you a little bit closer to the camera over here. And so tell me about, you were pointing here in Providence for the circus, of course, the dangerous, you know, thing that happened with the acrobats. So how does it feel to be a field reporter for CBS News and you reporter all over the country, you know? All over the world, right?
All over the world. You know, it's like an ongoing college education. Every day you learn something, you meet interesting people like you.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, there's a lot of tragedy in the world, but there are a lot of really great people, too. So I get to meet a lot of them. And honestly, I feel very fortunate to be able to do this.
And, of course, you get to interview a lot of people, too, just like I do, of course. What's some of the interesting stories that you reported on that really made an impact in your life?
I would probably 9/11. I was downtown. On the day it happened, the morning
really?
It happened, and I reported on that.
For CBS News, too, huh?
I was with ABC News.
Really?
Yeah. And then was in Afghanistan during the war there, Iraq during the war there.
How did that affect you?
Well, I mean, it made me appreciate life and my family a great deal. It made me appreciate the military even more. I grew up in a military family, so I've always had a great appreciation for their sacrifice. But seeing them in action was impressive.
Wow.
And in Afghanistan, it also... seeing how people do what they have to do to survive when they don't have everything we have, it made me appreciate the wealth of this nation even more than I already did.
Wow, that's good. Now, you work with, how long have you been with CBS News for?
I've actually been back with CBS for a year. I was with them years ago, went away to ABC News, and have come back now, and I'm working with Scott Pelley and the good folks at CBS this morning as well.
So tell me, you worked with the late Peter Jennings, too, back in the day, huh?
I did, yeah.
How was it to work with him? I mean, you know, of course, he's passed away now, you know, but how was it to work with him? He was a legend.
I think, honestly, Peter Jennings is one of the
best
anchors and journalists I've ever known. He was he could be difficult because he was very particular in wanting it exact.
Exactly.
But you appreciated that. You know, you knew what his standards were. He was very, very articulate, very smooth. I don't know if there's ever been anyone smoother on air than Peter Jennings, and he's definitely missed.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for being part of the Derek Shapiro Show.
Appreciate it.
And DSS TV station. Thank
Thanks.
You very much.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
All right, that was the Don Dalen interview, of course, here on the DerekShapiroShow.com. I just want to give a few shout-outs to Happy Days in Salem, New Hampshire, 368 North Broadway, Salem, New Hampshire. Give them a call, 603-458-7463. The Cardi Salon at 5 Rockingham Road, Unit 1, Windham, New Hampshire. Give them a call, 603-898-5600. If you tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you, you get $9.99 for all new clients, haircuts. Al's Dot Outlet. 5 Rockingham Road, Suite 28, Unit 4, Windham, New Hampshire. Give them a call, 603-893-4741. And the Happy Hippie Boutique at 11 Rockingham Road, Windham, New Hampshire, 10 Manchester Road, Derry, New Hampshire. Give them a call at, there's no phone number on here. Okay, that's great. Anyway, and then we have Chantilly's Bakery, LLC, at 254 North Broadway, Salem, New Hampshire.
give him a call at 877-619-5398. And that's the sponsors for tonight.
So, Paige, Vinny and Jerry, okay, what do you think about right now? We are live here on the Derek Shapiro Show. The Visual Butchcast is playing right now as we speak. That's TVstation.com.
Well, honestly, it feels like I've traveled through a time paradox.
Yes, you have. So people can go to the DSS right now and see the Visual Butchcast, or they can listen to you live right now. Like, you're competing with your own self. Isn't that weird?
In a way, yeah. Although,
okay, what do you think about that, Jerry? Jerry? Oh, see, we lost Jerry on this side.
Yeah, he said he's watching sports.
So, Paige, what do you think about that?
He's probably focusing on TNA wrestling, that's why.
Yes. And Paige, what do you think about that? Vinny's competing with his own self on the DSS TV station right now. What do you think about that?
I think Vinny's entitled to do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, but I'm saying the two shows are on at once with Vinny on there right now. So people right now are hearing Vinny right now on this show. But he's on the other show, on the Visual Butchcast right now. Because I promote it for 9 o'clock. So isn't that great that he's on two shows at once?
Brilliant. Great marketing scheme.
Yeah, it's rare that someone can actually multitask.
Yeah, so it is weird, isn't it? I mean, Vinny, tomorrow morning when you're on the regular guy's show, what time does it come on?
It comes on at 5:30 in the morning.
Till 9 o'clock?
Till 9 o'clock, yeah. 5:30 to 9 a.m.
Okay, on Rock 100, okay?
Yes.
And I'll be on the Basement Morning Show here on the DerekShapiroShow.com, 6 to 9. So, it is awesome. And then tomorrow, you're going to be on the DSS TV station and on Blog Talk Radio. You are amazing, Vinny. I'm telling you. Me and you are amazing.
Not only that, I got bootstrapped in the afternoon, and then Friday night, I'll be appearing on the Art Howard Show. So I'm going to be doing a lot of that. I'm going to be in front of the microphone a lot tomorrow.
Well, the Art Howard Show, what is that?
He's another podcaster in Atlanta. He has a show called Art Howard at Night. And I've been on his show twice before, so this Friday will be my third appearance on the Art Howard Show.
If you can mention that you're on this show too, okay, tomorrow night on the Howard Show, okay? And if you can give a shout out that you're on the DSS TV station, Butchcast is on the DSS TV station too. Can you mention that too?
Yeah, it'll come up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll text you that, okay? I was on channel 2 over here, but we're still on channel 1. I lost signal for channel 2 here on Derek.com. We'll play one last song. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Paige, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for the debate that didn't happen.
Well, the debate, we play the debate, but the second debate will happen. But thank you very much. Thank you very much, Vinny Bucci. Thank you. I love you more than my parents.
I love you too, Derek. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, and Jerry? Okay, thank you very much, Jerry. What's this?
What's going on? Yeah. Let's
see. Oh, yes. Thank you very much for being part of the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Derek.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Jerry Truman. And thank you very much, Late Night, too. And we'll have one last song for the month of May. There is Matchbox 20. Put your hands up. And after that, we'll go off the air. After this number one song, okay, Late Night?
Gotcha.